How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Morning, Cleo. Cleo? Cleo?
Over here. And don't call me Cleo.
Oh, you're awake. And working.
Naturally. I've got a lot on today.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
We have a lot to discuss.
Yeah, but I'm still in bed.
Yes, I can see that. You realize that the triumvirate is an inefficient way to run an empire.
It's actually a republic.
Now, come on, Mark. Don't be coy. We all know what Rome really is, or at least what it may become.
Right. Do you want breakfast?
No.
More sex?
The night is over. What should concern us now is the future.
Okay.
Mark, listen to me. Rome cannot function with three rulers, and especially not the three of you.
You think so?
Where is the impetus? Where is the vision? I've been here for weeks, and I've seen nothing but stasis. Julius acted. He got things done.
He was killed.
Yes, maybe he was clumsy, but his intentions were sound. If you want power, you've got to take it.
Okay, I'm listening.
Lepidus is a coward by instinct. Gaius is a coward by logic. But then there's you. The only one of them capable of taking action.
That's true enough. You reckon I should be the senior partner?
Ugh, you're not thinking big enough.
You mean sole ruler? Me? Look, it's a nice idea, but Rome doesn't go in for monarchy. And besides, we could probably retire Lepidus on some island somewhere with a garden. But Gaius isn't going to stand aside and let me rule, is he?
No.
He's in it for the long haul. Trust me, I've seen the charts. I've heard the maths.
You may be right. Well, there's nothing else for it. You'll have to kill him.
What?
Kill him.
Kill Gaius?
Yes, it's a simple enough job. My family does it all the time.
You want me to? Wow! I did not see this conversation coming. Where's my toga?
Where are you going?
To get some food and go for a walk and, forget this talk ever happened.
Ugh, Mark, don't be scared.
Scared? Who's scared? It's just, you're doing work on the weekend. It's thrown me off.
Whenever a decision was needed, Gaius has dithered and delayed. He isn't respected by the people or the Senate. Look at the mess of things he made at the orgy.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, Last night was fun, right? You and me. It was good, yeah?
Adequate, yes. Why?
I appreciate this highly stimulating, hypothetical chat, but maybe we should keep this as more of a casual thing.
I thought it was a casual thing.
I meant the politics.
What? There's nothing casual about politics. Well, you ought to know that by now. Rome could be yours. And Egypt would support you.
Yes! Well, is that the time? Blimey. Lots to do, people to see.
Mark.
See ya, Cleo. Cleopatra. Bye!
Oh, damn it. Can't anyone around here be practical? The sad thing is, he's still the best option going. Oh well. If you want something done... Charmian!
Yes, Your Majesty?
Charmian, let's get to the point. You're on very thin ice. So if you want to prove your loyalty to me...
I do, really. I'll do anything. Please, whatever you ask.
Good. Then listen, and listen carefully. Gaius Octavius Caesar.
Yes?
Tonight, you are going to kill him.
Rusty Quill presents Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. Episode 16, Daggers.
To an orgy, the next you're launching a coup.
Mark?
Oh, not now. Morning, Gaius. If you want to have another hissy fit, I'm preoccupied.
Yes, I'm sorry about that. Really, I let the side down.
You nearly turned the whole centre against us. Everyone who's anyone was at the orgy last night, and you single-handedly pissed them off. If it hadn't been for me...
I know. I ended up walking the streets all night, thinking.
Thinking again? So soon?
Yes. And I've had an idea.
I'm sick of your ideas.
Wait! Last night we tried to be sneaky and it didn't work, right? Well, then it hit me.
I wish something would.
My idea. Just one word. Rhetoric.
Rhetoric.
Simple and to the point. The one thing we haven't tried yet is straight down the line honesty.
And you want to start now?
We should appeal to the Senate as citizens, as patriots. All we have to do is present our arguments. And that's where you've come in.
Me?
We both know you've got away with the people. I admit that. So, with both of us behind this, we're bound to succeed. What do you think?
I think you're a twat. Goodbye.
But... We need to do this together.
No, we don't. We've done it your way ever since we came to power. And all it's done is make things worse.
With respect, I'd say you're being rather pessimistic. If we knuckle down, we've got a decent chance.
Oh, thank goodness for that. I can feel the weight lifting off my shoulders as we speak.
Come on, Mark.
I don't need you, Gaius. No one does. Carry on like this and you're going to get yourself whacked. And you're not taking me down with you.
Mark, wait. You can't walk away from this!
Watch me!
Fine. Be that way! I can write a speech. I'll save Rome all by myself, and then you'll be sorry!
Piss off!
No. You piss off! See? I can dish it out. I can do anything.
But Mum, you know everyone. Surely you could find me an acting agent.
Angelus, no son of mine is going to be an actor. If you must work at all, then get a proper job.
What, like a doctor or a teacher?
No, something respectable. You'll go into politics and that's that.
Twat. Oh, I could.
Mark, run along, dear. Your father and I have things to talk about.
Okay. Dad?
Son.
What's all the banging about for? I thought you'd be hungover.
It's Gaius. He was at the orgy.
Oh, gods, he wasn't.
He made a prick of himself. Yelled at the guests, and then he comes bouncing up to me with another of his stupid ideas. Fulvia, he's going to get us all killed.
He's a liability, I told you.
Yep, I should have listened. You're right, and he has to go.
When you say go, you mean you agree he's got to go?
Abso-bloody-lutely. Even Cleopatra wants him dead.
She actually told you that?
Well, you know, pillow talk.
No, you didn't. Well, 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 join the club.
Yeah! Wait, what?
When the time comes, having Egypt on our side could make all the difference. And if she's sick and tired of Gaius...
Now's the time to strike. I'm sure I could get the army to hang on for just a bit longer. Oh, I'll say Gaius was the one holding everything up.
They might believe it, but you'll still have to pay them soon.
Oh, Cleo can help us. I'll handle her. The thing is to get rid of Gaius once and for all.
Oh, Mark, I'm so happy. I knew this day would come. Have you given any thought on who you want to use? Because I have.
Well, actually...
Usually, for a job like this, I'd get someone like Cygnus the Beast Fighter or the Piso Brothers. I saw them last night. They pass on their best. But in this case, it might be better to use someone from out of town. Make it look like an accident. Like a chariot jacking gone wrong or something.
No.
No?
No faked accidents. And no assassins. I'm doing it myself.
What... Now, Mark, darling, let's be sensible about this.
I'm no coward. I'm a soldier, and he's my enemy.
So, what's your plan, then? Stab him to death in the Senate, then give a big speech afterwards? You know where that leads, don't you? You know exactly where that leads.
Don't worry, I'll be discreet.
Let me talk to some people, please.
My mind's made up. I want to see my hands around his throat and my knife in his guts. Today is the last day he'll ever see. I hope he's spending it wisely.
Take a seat, Lepidus. We are going to write the greatest begging letter in the history of the world.
Ah, good-o. Shouldn't we include Mark, too?
Oh, Mark this, Mark that. Why don't you marry Mark?
Well, he's never asked me, so...
We don't need Mark. We're doing this ourselves. Now... The secret to rhetoric lies within the teachings of Aristotle.
Didn't I know him?
No, you didn't.
Tall chap, awfully brusque.
Aristotle died 300 years ago.
Ah, well, couldn't have been him then.
No.
Unless... No.
So, the building blocks, the points of intellectual attack, are logos, ethos, and pathos. It is logical that the senators should come to the aid of Rome... It is right for them to come to the aid of Rome, and if they come to the aid of Rome, then none of us will get killed.
You know, dear old Julius was good at speeches. Always got a reaction.
I remember.
Right up until they stabbed him to death. Maybe he's got an old speech lying around we could use, huh?
No, we can do this, Lepidus. We can stir the blood, prove our worth, banish the shadow of Julius Caesar!
If you say so, old chap.
I do. Now put your rhetorical hat on and let's get to work.
Charmian?
My lady.
The sun is setting. Are you ready?
Yes.
You don't sound it. You'd better not be thinking of Octavia.
I'm not. Just preparing myself. You honor me with this mission.
I know I do. You jeopardized our work last night. I should have thrown you to the jackals, but there's nobody else with such a talent for going unnoticed. When you're not prancing around a stage, of course.
Of course.
Gaius Octavius assumed a rank and title he didn't deserve. But he could still be dangerous. Kill him and Mark takes command. He's got no head for money and no time left to pay off his troops. So, he meets our demands, we bail him out, and everyone gets what they want. Yes?
Yes. Everyone.
I want you in and out of that house like a shadow. And when it is done and you are safely back here... We will forget your indiscretions. Take this blade.
My lady.
You have killed before, I'm sure.
Yes. When I had to. I thought I'd left that behind me.
I thought I could place my trust in you. Prove to me that I still can.
Okay. Looks quiet. See you later.
Remember, find a quiet place to hide, observe the patrols, wait till it's dark.
Darling, I know. I've got this.
Do you have a dagger?
Yes.
Take a spare.
Fulvia.
All right. I'm just excited.
Right. Well, I'm off then, I suppose.
I'm proud of you, darling. You're doing the right thing.
Yeah. See ya.
Good luck.
And is that not, in the end, when all is said and done...
Hey, Gaius, I'm going
Stay right where you are. You need to hear this. What it is to be a Roman. There, done. Lepidus, wake up. It's finished.
What's finished?
My speech to the Senate. It's taken all day. And it's 20 feet long. But if this doesn't win them round, then nothing will. Want to hear it?
Tempting, but I'd rather die. I'm going to bed. Night, both.
I might make a move myself.
Stay right where you are. You need to hear this.
Do I?
Do it for Rome. Or an appeal for economic patriotism by Gaius Octavius Caesar. Preface to the introduction.
Poor Lepidus. Guess he's really paying for his room now. Hello? Who's there?
It's me.
Charmian? What are you doing here? How did you get in?
Big open window?
Oh yeah. Well, what do you want?
To see you.
Why?
To apologize.
Apologize? No, Charmian. No. You were doing your job. I was a brat.
Well, yes.
Worse than a brat. Oh, look, I'm sorry. I want to keep seeing you.
I want that too.
Well then, there's got to be a way.
There isn't. That's why I'm here and apologizing. Because after tonight, we won't meet again.
What? You're leaving Rome?
If I'm lucky.
Wow.
No, I didn't mean... I don't know what's going to happen to me. I can't tell you more than that.
Wait, are you in danger? From her? Because of me?
Come on, I wanted this as much as you did. It's not your fault.
No, Charmian, listen, I've got to put things right for you.
You really can't.
Like, maybe I can take you away from her. Make her an offer?
An offer?
Yes.
You mean buy me?
Yes. Well, no, it's not buying you. It would be buying your freedom. You could do whatever you wanted.
I don't want to be bought.
No, Charmian, I don't mean... I just want to help. I want to be with you. I'm not used to feeling like this. I don't know what to do.
Feeling like what?
Powerless. Can you stay a while? Please.
Yes. I can stay for a while.
That is why we may stand tall, side by side, as comrades, as countrymen. And is that not, in the end, when all is said and done, what it is to be a Roman?
What time is it?
2 a.m.
Yes. It did feel rather late.
So? What do you think?
Huh? Oh, good. Yes. Very good.
Very good? Is that all?
Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it. You could cut an hour or two from the middle, but it's cogent, well articulated, and convincing.
You really think so?
Oh, yes. And you delivered it extremely well. It's an excellent speech for, may I say, an excellent plan.
It is, isn't it?
In fact, I'm boggled we didn't try it sooner. The best way to get the senators to give us all their money is simply to ask them for it.
Yes. Yes. Ooh, you know, it suddenly sounds a bit daft when he said it back to me. Come to think of it, Mark really wasn't keen at all.
Oh, you know Mark. He prefers the direct approach.
Some would argue that asking for the money is the direct approach.
Yes, but he'd have sprinkled in a few threats here and there. Just to keep it interesting.
Interesting.
I tell you, Gaius, it's a splendid idea. You know, to be honest, it's the sort of thing I'd think of.
You would?
Absolutely. And look at me. I'm a sensible sort of fellow, aren't I? If it gives you any confidence, it has the Lepidus stamp of approval.
Right. You know what? Maybe I'll sleep on it. Give it another look tomorrow.
If you're sure, my boy. Things always look rosier in the morning.
You going to bed?
No, I think I'll curl up right here. Put the candle out, won't you?
Sure.
Yes.
Good night, Lepidus.
Octavia? Octavia? I'm getting dressed now, Octavia. And then I'm going to slip outside and close the door. And when I've done what I came here to do, you'll never want to see me again. Goodbye, Octavia. I'm sorry.
Hey, Rufus.
All right, Drusus. Anything to report?
Nah, it's all quiet. Caesar's light went out a while ago. Look.
If I'd known guard duty was this easy, I'd have left the army years ago. Shame it's just a temp job.
Yeah. Been nice to have something to do for a few nights.
If they don't pay us soon.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, night, Rufus.
Night, Drusus.
Enterprising lads. Right, Mark. Here we go. Time for action.
No time, never time.
Right then.
The foot down.
He can't even relax in his sleep. Poor sod. Ah well, he'll be out of his misery soon enough.
Not much.
Don't face away from me. I don't want to stab you in the back. Oh, gods. Why'd it come to this, eh? Why'd you have to be such a prick? Honestly. Why can't you be just a little bit less insufferable? You'd do a pretty good job otherwise, you know, with my help. No, come on, Mark. You've got to. You can't chicken out now, just because he's young and asleep. and unarmed, and can't even defend himself. Oh, this is so messed up. Divine Backers, if you're up there, what should I do? Oh, crap!
Stay away.
May the gods forgive me for what I am about to do. It is not my will, but I do this in the name of my country and my queen.
Could we talk about this first?
What? Mark? Who's this?
I am no one. Please.
Guards! Guards!
I'll handle this.
No! Let me go!
Mark, what are you doing here?
I'll explain later!
Stop! Nobody move.
General Anthony, we didn't know you were here.
And what sort of response time do you call this? If it weren't for me, this man would be paced by now.
Look, what's going on? Who is she?
I told you, I'm nobody.
She's an assassin. See? She dropped her dagger when you woke up.
An assassin? She looks oddly familiar. Who are you? Speak!
You cannot make me.
Don't worry, Gaius. They always talk tough at first.
Do your worst, Roman. I will not betray myself or my master.
Morning. I couldn't sleep with all the hubbub. Oh, hello, Charmian. Does Cleopatra know you're here?
Oh, set.
Lepidus, you know her?
Well, of course I do. She stayed in my house. She's Cleopatra's right hand, aren't you, my dear?
So, Cleopatra's right hand would plunge a dagger in me, eh? Oh, thank you, Mark. If it wasn't for your quick thinking, I'd be a dead man.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, I'm glad you're still on our side. How'd you get onto her?
Well, you know, ways and means.
What's all the noise about? Can't a woman get some rest without Charmian?
No.
Octavia, do you know this girl?
What? No. Yes. No, what's happened?
She tried to assassinate me.
She did what?
Guards, take her away and tell no one of this. Understand? No one.
Caesar!
Charmian, why?
I'm sorry.
Come on, you.
Gosh, what a night this has turned out to be. Are you all right, Gaius?
I'm fine, Lepidus. In fact, I'm better than fine. This is the first lucky break we've had in ages.
How do you mean?
At last, Cleopatra's made a mistake. Oh, and we're going to make her pay.
Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by David K. Barnes and directed by Amani Zardot. This episode was written by Robert Valentine. It was edited by Nico Vitese, Meg McKellar, and Catherine Rinella, with scoring by Sam Jones. Today's episode features Kazim Tosin Amore, Harry Roebuck, Lara Sawalha, Andy Seacom, Beth Eyre, Sarah Lambie, Aaron Lewis Cadogan, and Sarah Aga. Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is produced by Natalie Winter, Catherine Lindemann, and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.